إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, I want to remind myself and you that thoughtfulness is a factor of doing that which is not necessary. Thoughtfulness is a factor of doing that which is not necessary. And that which is not necessary to do gets you the maximum reward. Just to give you an example, if you go and visit a sick person, then if you go in the morning, then 70,000 angels pray for your forgiveness till the evening. And if you go in the evening, then 70,000 angels pray for your forgiveness till the morning. But if you don't go and visit a sick person, there is no sin on you. Right? So, to visit a sick person is not something which is fard. But it is something which is of great benefit if you do it. And this is the secret of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To do that which is not necessary. Because in the Hadith of Qudsi, the small piece of it which I will tell you, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, the meaning of which is, that my slave comes close to me by, which kind of ibadat? Nawafil. Allah said, I like for my slave nothing better than the faraid. And then he continues to come close to me by means of his nawafil. The nafil is that which is not necessary. If you don't do a nafil, if you don't pray tahajjud all your life, there is no sin on you. But you will never get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will never be in a position where you are there to answer when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces, is there anyone who needs anything from me? Let him ask. But you will not be among those who are asking because you are sleeping. But if somebody says, you know, I slept through tahajjud, is it a sin? No, it's not a sin. It's not a sin. To worship on Laylatul Qadr, is it a fard? If somebody does not worship on Laylatul Qadr, is it a sin? Will he go to Jahannam for that? No. But if he worships on Laylatul Qadr, he gets the reward of worshipping continuously 24/7 for 1,000, more than 1,000 months. Khairum min alfijar. More than 1,000 months. Not even 1,000 months. Allah said more. We don't know how much more. And we can take these examples, as many as you want, you can check. Where it is not necessary, things which are so-called not necessary are the things that get you closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The means of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kasratu sujood. Increasing the number of sujood that we make to Allah. Meaning what? Meaning increasing the amount of nawafil we pray. Is it necessary to pray salatu duha, ishraq? Please understand the word necessary in the way I mean it. I'm not saying nothing is necessary. What I mean is it fard? If you don't pray the two rakat and the two rakat, you know, two and two, four rakat. If you don't pray, what happens? Nothing happens. If you don't pray, it's not a sin. Nothing. But if you pray, the two rakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes your kafil for all your work for that day. And another two rakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the reward for one hajj and one umrah. This two rakat of salah. So, that which is unnecessary is a sign of thoughtfulness. That which is unnecessary is a sign of love. If you take a bunch of flowers for your wife, yeah, is it necessary? Not necessary. If you don't take it, it's not, maybe she won't even remember. Maybe she is not expecting you also. But unexpected, it's not any particular so-called this day or that day, but you took a bunch of flowers for her. Sometimes people object when I was, one day somebody says, what is the good of taking flowers? So I said, take a bunch of bananas. Maybe she'll eat them and become healthier. People like to argue. There's a tendency in people. Whatever you say, there's always somebody who has an objection to that. So I say, no problem. You don't want to take flowers, take bananas. Right? But take something. Show that you care. We have this tendency, may Allah forgive us, of this minimalist thinking. You know, do the absolute minimum. Whether it is with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or whether it's with regard to the people who we love. How many children bring home a gift for their parents? Just like that. Not for Eid or this or that. Just a gift. And that gift may not even cost anything. You know, when children are very small, they do these things. Very small. They'll bring a stone. Some nice stone they found somewhere. And they say, Mummy, aapke waste lai. Baba, aapke waste lai. When they're very small. Because that internal fitrat is there. But when they grow up, you know, they get corrupted. So then they only, one-way street. Father is the ATM machine, mother is the card. But when they are young, they still do it. But my point is, who stops you? If you take a gift for your parents, cost nothing. But if you take that gift, what will your father, what will your mother think? Completely unnecessary in the sense that I mean of the term, right? I was talking to my mother yesterday, and we were remembering. My mother said, you know, we were talking about my grandfather. My grandfather, we calculated, he passed away 50 years ago. Can you imagine? 50 years, half a century has passed since my grandfather died. And we were remembering, my mother said, you know, people pass away, but their memories remain. So be careful what memories you leave behind. And she was talking about my father, and she said to me, she said, your father used to dress up to go to the masjid. And where we live, in our Aziz Bagh, in our home, you know how far the masjid is. Masjid is inside the house. The masjid is part of the house. So to go from my father where he used to stay, his apartment, to the masjid, he used to dress up and go. My mother said that he used to go and make wudu and he would change his clothes and he would dress up to go to the masjid. And she said, not only to go to the masjid, some days when he, and this is not when Aziz Bagh, I don't think he ever prayed at home. He always prayed in the masjid. He used to call the azan also. But before, where we used to live in other places far away from masjid, he said, even if he prayed at home, he would dress up to go and pray. Praying at home, he would change his clothes to pray his salah. And she said, one day I asked him, so he said, why are you surprised? He said, if I have to go and meet somebody, will I not change my clothes? Will I not dress up? I'm going to meet Allah. So should I go just like that? Think about this. Just think about it. Just simple issue of what do we do. I'm not saying you have to, wear a jamewar sherwani to come to the masjid. But I'm just saying that properly, you know, alhamdulillah, you go, don't come to the masjid looking like something the cat brought in or something. You must wear decent. Because the whole issue is not how you look. The whole issue is your attitude and my attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a question of showing to anybody else. We don't care even if you are alone. I am going before Allah. What is in my heart? What am I thinking before I go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that is where the key, these are points of getting close to Allah. That is where the key is. My attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am going to meet the one I love. I am going to meet the one who gives me so many things. Somebody asked me in Malaysia, young guy, people ask questions, alhamdulillah. So it's a good thing to ask, but the guy tells me, I am trying, you are talking about tawakkul, of trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how can I do that? I find that very difficult to do. So I said, do you trust your friend? His friend was him. He said, yes. I said, why? Because he has, he's always delivered. He's never done any harm to me. He's always, given me good things. So I said, what about Allah? Your friend for a few days, few weeks, few years, you know him, you trust him because he does something, did something good for you. And you have difficulty trusting Allah. Ajib. Every breath you take is comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, the guy who asked me the question, he was shocked. He was shocked how thoughtless he himself was. So, alhamdulillah, good thing he asked the question because thanks to the question he got this consciousness. But I'm saying that these are things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a brain for us to reflect. Unfortunately, today we spend no time in reflection. They are continuously, our lives are full of engagement the whole time. There's no time to sit and reflect. But very important for us. Take some time out. You don't have to go and sit under a tree for that. Whatever you're doing, take a little bit of time out, reflect on what Allah has given us. On how every breath we take, we owe this to Allah. And Allah gives without asking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't take anything from us. And then show this gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing something extra. By doing something a little more than what we have to do. Whether it is nawafil, whether it is one sajda of shukr. Just one sajda of shukr. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we are living in a state today without any fear, without any problem, without anything. Do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that? If something happens, then everybody is rujoo ilallah. Ya Allah, please help me. Ya Allah, please help me. But until that thing happens, seriously, we have to ask ourselves this question, that benefit comes from doing more, not from doing less. And get out of this minimalist thinking that we seem to have got into. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do what is pleasing to Him and to enable us to do those things which are of maximum benefit to us and to help us to understand this deen in the way that it is meant to be understood. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.